Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Okay, our buddy Rick's hanging out here today. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate breakfast again. That was awesome.
Oh, no problem.
Can't wait to get this thing eaten. It's just this show's been in the way of my breakfast.
Yes.
So not much I can do about that.
You got a microwave. You're good.
Absolutely, yeah. I saw where Jelly announced he wasn't going to tour, but then he announced a 12-stop Canadian tour.
Okay.
No, pretty short, pretty small tour,
sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those. I need to get, you know, about 10 million, so I'm just going to do 12 shows.
Let's go do that.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's it. And then supposedly he's going to do some TV. We don't know what that is yet. We're still kind of speculating. But the question I had for you is that who do you want to see that you haven't seen? And not a repeat performance, but somebody you haven't seen. Rick, who do you want to see? Do you know of anybody you're thinking?
Come back to me on that.
Okay. Kevin, any idea?
Yeah, I
got to
think about that for just a second.
Because it is
hard.
But
I mean, I can do the thing where I keep talking while I'm thinking, and then I'll just probably come up with a dumb answer. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, live, you've seen.
I mean, you know, Megan Maroney is one that popped into my mind.
Okay.
Because she was here this summer. I wanted to see her, but I wasn't able to go. I really enjoy her voice,
mm-hmm.
and I like her style. Like, I like the way. It's like her sound.
She sounds exactly like she sounds on her records.
And you really liked her, right?
When she was great live. Yeah.
Yeah. See, so that's
just be ready for a whole bunch of screaming young ladies if you go see Megan Maroney. They sing every word of every song at the top of their lungs. So
that's funny. I wouldn't think of that, but of course, yeah, mm-hmm. it makes some sense.
Very much.
Who else?
Like even if I just look at the chart right now, people that
give me some names.
Like Morgan Wallen. Have you seen Morgan live?
You know what? I actually have not.
That would be my answer.
That is wild. Kevin. Then my 100% is Morgan.
I've seen everybody besides Morgan.
Because the concert, when he was here with Luke Combs, he was opening for Luke Combs.
Yep.
Which is funny to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But I missed that because there was a Gonzaga game.
Yeah.
I had to do I didn't have to. I got to do the Gonzaga game.
Correct.
When it was over, I came and I saw Luke. But I missed Morgan. So, yeah, Morgan, 100% my answer.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Jelly live in concert. I think that might be the one I might be missing. Because when he was here, we were unable to go. And I don't, because then I'm looking at the charts. Like, McGraw seen him, would see him again. Kane.
Of course.
Kane, sure.
Yeah.
Parmalee, yeah, they were great. They were just out at the Coeur d'Alene Casino. Thomas Rhett, seen him, would see him again. I mean, there's not anybody that I wouldn't see again.
Sure.
I don't think I've seen George Burge, and I would love to see George Burge because he's literally one of my favorites. I
good
love
answer.
George Burge. Yeah, he's great. And then the top 10 rounds out with Dan and Chase. Seen them as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if you haven't seen, Rick, you've only not seen Morgan out of those?
Yeah. First of all, I win a lot of tickets from you guys.
Yep.
But the Thomas Rhett thing is weird because I saw him... What was it, 2012 at, what was the bar in the valley?
Roadhouse,
yes. Mm-hmm. It was a $5 cover charge.
Yeah, yep. Right.
And I mean, I saw Dustin Lynch there too.
Yeah.
But then I saw him at Watershed that same year, but it was just a very small sample.
Yeah.
I would love to see a whole concert of Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, the last time he was here, 2019
was it, yep.
Yeah, he was... that show was phenomenal. Now, we got spoiled. For some reason, the record rep was like, you guys are going front row tonight. And she just like gave us front row tickets. And
yeah.
It was wild. But he put on a really good show.
Yeah, that would be good to have him come back.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Jelly, I guess. What the heck am I talking about? So only the two hottest people in country music, Jelly Roll and Morgan Wallen, I haven't seen. Yeah. So, yeah, those would be my answer.
Yeah, you're fine.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
No big deal.
Yeah. Hot Topics.
Steve, of those people that you haven't seen, is there one in your head where you're like, yeah, I really want to see? Because you haven't had a chance to see a lot of the acts, so it's a little more open for you.
I mean, a lot of those people, I mean, pretty much everyone who...
Anything else?
You got the mind of me as well, Kevin.
Ooh, that's sad.
I know.
The same mind? So you guys are sharing? Or
yeah. We split it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I saw this story today, and I had to ask you guys what you thought about it. We love our pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this family paid a vet to surgically remove a tumor from their goldfish.
Oh, gosh.
It's not a tumor.
I mean, no.
No.
How do you...
And did the vet just do what we all do?
Yeah, it's gone.
Which was just like flush it down the toilet and get another one and give it to
man.
Him. Give it back to the
That's
family.
Rough.
Tumor's gone. It's doing well.
If I just Googled it, and we're going to see who gets this right. The average lifespan of a goldfish is,
Rick, I know their memory is 8 seconds.
2 weeks. Kevin?
I'm going to give it, I mean, because you got to count like the great big ones too. Or those are koi, so they're different.
Yeah, I mean, it just says goldfish. I'm just going to go by the internet.
Fair enough. Jay, I'll play the game the right way. I'll say 4 years.
Steve?
Oh, man. I'll go 2 years.
The internet has been known to lie. This might be the biggest lie I've ever seen on the internet, and that is saying something. 10 to 15 years is the average lifespan of a goldfish, not the one you got at the fair.
No, yeah,
I'm
I was going to say.
Not getting at that home.
Those are the ones that have been living a rough life.
Right, yeah. I mean, the goldfish you get at the fair usually has a cigarette in its mouth. That's kind of the one thing that you've noticed about them.
It's a carny fish.
Not a goldfish, carny fish. Yeah, so maybe that's why they had the surgery, because they're like, hey, this pet can last 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely. You wouldn't want to let him go.
Right, yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Also,
how would you know?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I would imagine that it? Because they're small enough, you could just see it, right?
Probably when you were cuddling it.
Right.
See it in their eyes, maybe. I
don't know. You could see it in their eyes in a conversation. How you feeling? Not great. Got a tumor. Okay.
A little fishy.
Okay. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Remember when we used to have an open for that?
Yeah, do we not have one anymore?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't know what happened to it. It's covered up, I guess.
Kevin James.
Did you look under O for open?
I looked under
And then stupid bit.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Trying to help.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Our buddy Rick's here today. Rick, are you... Did you used to be a diehard about Christmas not before Thanksgiving? Like you can't do lights?
I still am, but I've given in the past 2 years.
And so you're starting to change a little bit?
It makes the wife happy, and that's all that matters.
Guys,
get over yourself. And I could go watch football on Sunday while she decorates the house, so have a great day.
Oh, so she's going to do it this weekend?
Yes. We're not having Thanksgiving at our house, and that makes it easier, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've kind of given up that fight. I'm like, whatever, man. Like, there's a neighbor in our hood who has all his Christmas lights up. They're all the white lights on the outside of his house, and he has them all on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't even care. It looks cool.
I mean, when you start seeing Christmas stuff in September, it's
Wear you out.
Yeah.
I did see a different neighbor. He or she has a tree in their window, a Christmas tree in their window. I'm like, well, I don't know about that one, but whatever. That one seems a little early.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, as long as you're not having Thanksgiving at your house and nobody's over, it doesn't really matter.
It does look weirder if it's all Christmas and then you have family over Thanksgiving. I understand that, yeah.
I think you kind of ruin the vibe a little bit.
What are your thoughts on the Carly Pierce, Michael Bublé Christmas song?
I don't know much about
it,
Jay.
Didn't know anything about it.
They just announced it, but they haven't. There's no, I can't find any audio of it. I was trying to like sneak around, to see if I could find it through some backdoor channel, but I couldn't get to it. But it's called The Greatest Christmas Song Ever.
That's a lie.
I mean, that's high praise for yourself. We'll see if it pans out.
There's only one in my opinion, but.
Which is?
Was it the NSYNC song, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays?
Wow.
If you listen to that right now, Kevin, you would be happy.
I do like it.
You would be happy. That's fair.
You are right. I would like it, but
there's a lot of good Christmas songs though.
Which one is it though? The Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday one? Okay, yeah.
No, it's in my head. Dang it.
I don't really dig the new Christmas song. You know, a song that's written that's a new Christmas song.
It is harder to find one that is.
Yeah, that just really, really works for you, right? Where you're like. Rick, I do love this song, but
so Christmassy. All year for this night, when the snow is glistening.
I don't mind mixing them in, because otherwise you just get every artist singing every traditional Christmas song, which the traditional ones are my favorite by a mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice to have a little bit of variety on it if you happen to listen to quite a bit of Christmas music.
The Dan and Shay, that album is going to be.
It's great. Yeah, their voices are built for Christmas songs. And they do all the traditional ones, and then they do, you know, some of the more, and they have some new ones. Yeah, they're great.
What's that one with Montgomery Gentry? It was actually a remake of an older one, but Merry Christmas from the Family.
And that's a good non-traditional one. Yeah, yeah.
Mom got drunk, Dad got drunk at the Christmas
party. That is non-traditional. Yeah, it is. That seems to be.
A tradition for some families.
Montgomery Gentry, they always do good.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. So, Kevin, are you okay with the early Christmas stuff, or where do you stand?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm. So at my house the other day, my son and his daughter came back from. They went to the store or something, and they came back, and they were. He was singing Christmas songs, and so was she.
Wow!
And I was like, "Were you guys listening to Christmas?"
And he's like, "Yeah." Friday.
And that really surprised me because I didn't think he. And he's like, no, man, I just decided to get into it. And Amelia likes it. So I was like, well, that's very cool. So she's already ready for Christmas. She got the iPad out, started listening to some songs.
Do you worry about the burnout? Like, it's harder to keep them.
I don't think kids get burnt out on songs.
No. I mean, just in the fact that, you know, the countdown, not necessarily that they're burnt out on the songs, just the doggone countdown. We're like, oh, my gosh, no, it's not for another 20 days.
Not too much, because I think. That was, 3 days ago, and the last 2 days she didn't even bring it up.
Well, there you go.
So it'll come back, but.
Sure, yeah.
It was a countdown in my sister-in-law's house last Friday when they started playing. It was at 5 o'clock on last Friday, one of the local radio stations started playing Christmas music.
Oh, man, I wouldn't know. We only have one radio station in town that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it's Coyote Country. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. I said a local station. I didn't say the name.
Again, thanks, Rick.
All right, now it's time to do some research.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You're listening to KRAPFM. It's all Christmas music.
Easy.
For 3 months.
Easy.
This is KRAP Radio.
Anybody here watching the Dr. Odyssey on ABC?
I don't know what that is.
New.
Is that the one where they're on the boat? Show.
That's the boat, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen. I haven't seen it, but I've seen previews.
That's the Don Johnson one. He's on that.
Is that the, okay, I've seen the previews then, yeah.
I think now that I've said that, today might be the first one. Or is it the?
That's why he's on the TV.
Maybe that's why, because I know, because Kelsey Ballerini's on the show.
Oh, she is.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah,
see, she was on last week, I think.
Okay,
right?
So last week was, it's tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was the 7th. Yeah, maybe she was last week, Steve. That might be it. Did you watch it?
Oh, no.
I was hoping for some sort of review. Yeah, it might have been last week. But nobody has seen this, huh?
No, I'm not familiar with Dr. Odyssey.
Is there a Christmas song in it?
I mean, they'll probably have a Christmas episode.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it's a new show that's going to be running around Christmas, unless they have some sort of mid-season cancellation. I don't even do they even do that anymore? Or it's so expensive to put these series together that they run them out.
Well, it's the worst when I was watching the what is the Quantum Leap. They had it for 2 seasons, and they made it look like it was going to a 3rd season. Then they canceled at the end. I'm like, this.
Oh,
that's a show that me and my wife actually liked.
Like the old school one,
It redid one.
Yeah, they redid it. Yeah,
like in 2022 and 2023, and then it made it sound like it was going to a 3rd season, and then they said no.
And then
never
they pulled
mind.
The rug out from underneath you.
Mm. You can't end it like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when Scott Bakula's not in it.
It was actually based off the old one.
Oh, really?
So they were actually looking for him.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was good until they canceled.
It does make you mad when they cancel your favorite show, or like it's like if you go to the grocery store and it's something seasonal and they're like, oh, we don't carry that anymore. It's seasonal. And you're like, wait, so does that mean I have to wait 10 months to get it again?
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, it's like the McRib.
Right.
It's back,
the McRib.
Baby.
Is it back finally? Oh, is it back?
I saw the preview. I mean, I'm assuming it's coming back at least. I saw a thing on MSN yesterday about it.
Wow. I know it's
what's
soon.
In the McRib? I'm not reading this.
Yeah, no, I don't need that.
Ribs.
Ribs and Mick.
Mick.
It's the magic substance.
I will rip on one more TV show before we're done here.
Do it.
It was a show that my son and his girlfriend started watching, and they were all excited about it at the beginning. And I was like, oh, yeah, this show is great. Designated Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, did you watch that?
I did. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if you were like me or not. Like I got
Keith Sutherland, right? Keith Sutherland.
Yeah, I got to like the third season, maybe. I can't remember how many seasons there are. But it just takes a turn for the worse.
Well, they switched
a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
They switched. They went to Netflix.
Yeah.
And they got a totally different vibe.
It got worse then.
Yeah. And it just went down the drain.
Yeah.
And I remember we stopped watching it.
I think four seasons, Kevin, and I think either the last one, I think maybe just the last one was Netflix.
Okay.
And it got weird.
Because,
got definitely worse then, yeah.
Tyler was like, I don't even know if we can finish this.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to, but I'm not happy about it.
But how great was it for the first couple seasons?
Oh, it was such a good show.
Yeah. It should have probably ended when they got canceled on just a regular TV network.
It was,
right?
Yeah.
It was great then, but man.
That's interesting.
And I didn't watch it at all when it was originally out. But I could.
Same here.
But when they started the new season, and all of a sudden they just started dropping a bunch of bad words, I was like, "Wait, what is happening right now?" And then they kind of got weird with it, and I was like, "Oh, okay, yep." I ended up watching the whole thing, but only because I felt I owed it to myself.
Yeah.
So did you feel good about
yourself? Time.
Not really.
Yeah.
By the end, I was like, "Yeah, I should have gone with my gut on that."
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So Steve's going to show up on Friday for Sunday's flight.
Kevin James.
That should be great. He's going to hold a spot there.
Yeah, you got a tent I could borrow?
Just set it up right there by TSA.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Next week live from Music Row in Nashville. Lots of interviews for you and kind of the inside of what happens during CMA week. All brought to you by R&R RV.
Kevin's. Clip of the day.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
Oh, there's nothing I love quite like a cool party trick.
Hmm.
Where you can just show off and say, look at this crazy thing that I can do. Well, that is the case for Ashley Park is her name. She's an actress. I don't know her very. She's been on Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
I know I've seen her on there. And apparently she stars in some show on Netflix called Emily.
Emily in Paris.
And is Emily in Paris? Is
mm-hmm.
that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
She's very popular on there. But she was on with Seth Meyers, and she was talking about a special talent that she has.
How many decimals out can you do the number for pi?
Ooh. Oh, this is a special skill. And you're
but it's true.
Here. It's true.
Okay.
I memorized, let me see how many I can do right now.
All right, I have here. It. This is here. Don't look.
Okay.
Like this would help.
Okay.
Yeah.
3.1415926 5358973238463684226438327950288 װ====================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````==
Nobody was like, hey, you know that girl thinks Brooklyn's a subway stop? She's on her, like, 200-digit pie.
Yeah.
But why did you learn it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good question.
Because in high school, there was a competition in my math class to whoever can memorize the most digits of pie got a Pizza Hut personal pizza.
Yeah.
Did you, when your kids, when they check off, the reading list, they get, a prize?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for us, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it was, the Pizza Hut personal pizza was,
I mean, a huge deal.
And I only got second place.
What?
But my teacher felt bad, so she also gave me a personal pizza for pie.
And now, and again, I don't want to keep putting you on the spot, but is it true that just today it dawned on you why it was pizza?
Yeah, with your pre-interview for this, your producer was like, oh, my gosh, that's so funny, like a pizza pie for Pie Day. And I was like,
oh. Didn't get it.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, it blew my mind.
Dang it.
She was just so excited to get Pizza Hut.
Can I say something genuine? I just feel like it must be so much fun to hang out with you. I feel like every day must be full of surprises. Just like every day is like just like these. You must be like, oh, my God.
Honestly, for me, too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like, oh, pie, I get it now.
She didn't win.
That's insane.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, how is that possible? Yeah,
I literally thought she'd get to, 12. I think I can do, the first 6 or 7. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, that seems like a lot right there.
Yeah, that was impressive. That's a cool party trick.
I mean, I think I can get to 3.1415, and then I don't know. She was, when she started whipping out the actual double numbers, like she's like 95, 10, 28. And right. I'm like, oh, whoa.
That's a way to do it, though.
It is.
That's yeah, smart.
How many places did she end up doing? Do we know?
I don't know how many it was, Jay. It was,
I feel
too,
like she was in her 30s.
It was going too fast to count. Oh, my gosh, was for sure.
Sure, yeah. And then when she, like I say, when she's throwing out the double digit numbers, that's really
But to retain that, I mean, that's. So I remember in eighth grade math class in algebra, I had to remember the quadratic formula. And I still can do that to this day, but I thought, I'm never going to need this still. And still burned into my brain.
What is it, the opposite of B plus or minus?
No, negative B plus or minus square root of the quantity, B squared minus
4AC?
4AC.
Yeah, 4AC, mm-hmm. All over
2A?
2A, yes.
There you go, yeah. You don't need that driving a garbage truck, do you?
No.
I swear.
I got to take this turn. Hold on, let me bust out this formula. Yeah, I think I can make
right.
it.
Right.
I've heard people do that before. I do not remember covering that in school.
The quadratic formula?
I'm certain we did, but I don't remember covering it.
I'm with you, Kevin. I was like, I probably did it, but I probably also realized I'm never going to need that, so just push that out.
Yeah.
I'm way more going to need some dumb piece of trivia that I don't know, that I don't really care about, that doesn't really matter.
It's a curse.
Yeah, having a great memory?
No, stupid trivia one. No, because a great memory means you can remember what your wife told you yesterday.
No, that's a survival memory.
But I'll tell you, the song that went number one 20 years ago.
That is weird, yeah. Yeah, that's unusual. Yeah, Kevin used to have that, and then I don't know what happened. Did you fall and hit your head?
It's too much info, man. It just gets too much up there.
Yeah, your computer's full.
Yeah, I think so.
Starts just spitting out stuff. See, that's the problem.
I need a defrag or something.
But you can't decide what it gets rid of.
We need an external hard drive is what we need.
We absolutely do.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The older classmen, the defensive linemen, they wanted to always sing Transformers. So they'd get down, like, in our stance, like, during the game, and be like, Transformers, more than meets the eye. And then we'd move around, like, do little stunts, and then, yeah.
Kevin James.
We lost a lot of games.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts.
All right, Rick, you came in all day today. Thank you, and again, thanks for breakfast. Appreciate that.
No problem, guys.
Final thought?
I'm excited for the... this weekend has a lot of good things happening TV-wise. I mean, the Seahawks play the Niners. It's good for us, Kevin. Because
that's good TV.
It's either I'm up by two or we're tied again.
I know.
And Cobra Kai comes out, the Mike Tyson thing, and there's other good football games. And it's just going to be a good weekend to sit down and watch TV, basically, and enjoy life.
And the weather might lend itself to that, too, because it's not supposed to be super great out, I don't think. So.
Yep.
Yeah, good point, Rick.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, follow that.
Oh, well, you know I can't, but I'll try.
Attaboy.
I do have to apologize to all of the Disney fans.
Yeah.
And Robert RJ.
The contestant that we had for Beat the Show.
Yeah, it was a mistake. I thought I heard RJ and he said Robert, so, you know.
So close, though.
Yeah, and apparently I also, the mistake I made was I said Mustafa instead of Mufasa.
Right.
Yeah, no T.
Right.
So.
So close.
I'm sorry.
I think we knew what you meant.
Yeah, you know what I think the problem was? I was typing really quickly when I wrote the question. And I think I put a T in there, and I
you
was
didn't
just...
even you didn't even think about it when you were reading it.
Is it the S and the T right next to each other? I don't have a keyboard in front of me.
No, I mean one's in the middle row, one's in the top row. But
The F and the T are close though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm trying to give you credit.
Yes, good try, Rick. That was nice of you.
I appreciate that.
Very generous. Yeah,
thank you. Very generous. Yeah, very generous.
Nice. Yes, Mustafa.
Final thoughts.
Not right. All right, Kevin.
I'd like to see Mustafa, though. I'd like to meet him. Like the third brother we didn't know about, right? Scar, yeah. Musaf.
Nah.
Whatever. I got trouble.
That's why Robert said Blake, because he's like, yeah, Mustafa's brother, Blake.
Yeah, that's his son.
Now, Mufasa's son is obviously Simba, but Simba. Mustafa's son is obviously Blake.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
There it is.
That's right.
Yeah. What a cute little voice he had in that movie.
No, he was all the rage, and then he disappeared off the map.
He did. What is that kid up to?
They showed a picture of him. Was it last year? That he was like, all of a sudden, he just came out of the wild for one photo, and he went back into hiding.
went back.
That was it? He came out of the wild.
Somebody caught a photo of him in the, you know, out in public, and nobody's ever seen him since.
What, is he like a cicada?
I mean, I think you guys talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he had a run.
Didn't he, though?
Randy on Home Improvement, then voicing Simba.
He was on Last Man Standing for a couple episodes.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm. Now he's 43 years old and just, yeah, it doesn't seem like...
Maybe he doesn't need the money.
He's still a good-looking guy, though.
He's the one that actually left Home Improvement because something happened. I remember him leaving the whole season because of something he wanted just to check out, basically.
Sure. Oopsie. Is that
it,
Kevin?
Not cool, JTT. Yeah, I think that's it. That's really what I wanted to finish. My final thought was...
was Jonathan Taylor
talking about
Thomas?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Okay, where is he today?
Respectable.
Who knew?
Final thoughts.
I don't know if you... I don't feel like you have to be a golfer to appreciate this. Even if you're a bad golfer, you probably appreciate it even more. Did you see the Caitlin Clark thing where she was teeing up?
That guy had the camera and...
Oh, my goodness, gosh. Every time you watch golf and they line up in front of the golfer along the side, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in the PGA and LPGA, it is so narrow. I always am like, I don't care if you're the greatest golfer in the world. You're a human.
You can make a mistake.
I'm not standing 40 feet in front of you.
Right.
With an alleyway that's 10 feet across. I'm not doing it. Because, I mean, you wouldn't even move. The ball would go through so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she wasn't even hitting the driver, was she?
I
think it was an iron.
It might have been an iron, yeah.
If she was hitting an iron like that, she should have traveled.
Oh, man. She teed off. She just... And she shanked it. She pulled that thing just right off the hosel. Right over the crowd and through.
That ball was coming towards that guy so fast.
I mean, and everybody went, oh, like that. And then she laughed and goes... Sorry. And immediately grabs the ball out of her pocket and re-tees.
And hit a good shot, right?
Yeah, and then hit a good one, yeah. Good. But when she pulled that ball out, I'm like, there you go. That's the golfer I want to see. Like,
I'm not a pro golfer, guys.
Act like that didn't happen, re-tee and hit away. Oh, man. Yeah, but I don't know why people do that. It's a miracle more people don't get hit on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how good a golfer you are. It reminded me of the time, Kevin, I was just telling a story to one of my kids about this. Huh. After that video, when you were on the golf course with me and one of our friends.
Oh, and of course, it was our one buddy, Scott, who...
Oh, man.
Yeah, he played football at UW, man.
Bro.
He's awesome, bro.
Bro.
And he's always like, just, bro. And
just
he like
talking.
Gets up and he gets ready to tee up. And he's a stud, man.
He is.
Total stud. But he gets up and he's like... I'm gonna crank this thing over those trees right there, and then it's gonna fade right onto the green, man.
he's just
talking because that's what he does, and he goes and he hits the ball, and he just shanks it so bad. I'm sitting in the golf cart, what?
Oh my!
30
goodness.
Feet in front of you?
I'm not even. Not even that far, dude. You were so close, and he shanked it so far to the right, it went between Kevin's face and the windshield. Of the golf cart. So fast, Kevin never moved.
I never even reacted.
He didn't even flinch. It was through there before he even realized it was coming. And as soon as it went through the golf cart, the other three golfers fell onto the ground laughing.
No!
It was just one of those. It was like, yeah, man, I'm going to do this. It's going to be the greatest shot you've ever seen. It's going to be 2 feet away. Watch this. Whack, shank, Kevin never moving. And it was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that was good times.
Almost killed him. That was good times, guys.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's a show. We got to go on the way out there. We can give you some tickets. We've got some tickets to Keith Anderson. Or if you would like to go to Thunder Down Under, you can call Steve and just say, hey, I want these tickets. Can I have those?
And woo.
And he will woo and probably set you up. So
I'll woo.
509-441-0999. Make sure you speak your name clearly because Steve thinks... Robert sounds like RJ.
Does it not?
I
don't think so. None on this one, Steve.
Not on this one. There are other ones that it does sound like it, but not on that one. Rick, thanks a lot. Good to see you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me come in. It's always a good time.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Everybody, have a great day. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.